What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Thank you, Hammerhand, for leaving your comment on this particular thread. Now, unlike Mr. Spartan Challenge, who only saw the title and decided to make a clickbait response, I'm going to actually read the article and let you guys know the end result. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about when I say Mr. quote unquote Spartan Challenge, I'm not going to share the title of his channel. However, I'm going to give you a big clue. He had a co-host named Sophie, which kind of defeats the title of the channel. Now, do with that what you will. However, this particular article was published on the 7th of January. Quote unquote, I started dating a love doll after my fiance left me. I even introduced her to my mom. Well, well, well. What do we have here, gentlemen? We have a man, and yes, a man, who decided to take the plunge. He decided to take a walk on the doll side. Oh, snap! New term. The doll side. Just like CGA talks about the dark side, which I am a full-fledged member of the dark side, I am also a full-fledged member of the doll side. All of my doll siders, put your comments in the comments section. Hell yeah! After a devastating breakup and years without physical intimacy, Rod made the bold move to purchase a $2,064 love doll named Karina. This man has platinum balls. Why? Because he actually did something that the overwhelming majority of men in his same situation won't do. He actually decided, you know what? I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to see what works for me. All of this self-improvement and, you know, get out there and do the Spartan Challenge and all that stuff. No, he decided, I'm going to take charge of my life. I'm going to forge my own path. Like I said, this man has platinum balls. The Aussie carpenter from rural New South Wales had been left, quote unquote, frozen in a state of loneliness in 2021 when he ordered Karina online after searching for sexual stimulation tools. despite having zero knowledge about Love Dolls. The 54-year-old said Karina, quote unquote, changed his life in many ways and finally gave him something to care for. Well, Mr. Spartan Challenge, I guarantee you, you didn't read the article because you would have actually been like, whoa, this guy actually decided to take charge of his life and decided what was best for him. I should be happy that a guy can do that. However, in my humble opinion, there are far too many charlatans in the red pill space. Self-improve. Do this. Do that. Do what I think you should do. Buy my course. Get the hell out of here. Gentlemen, the only advice that I've ever given you was that the only person who actually is going to solve your problems is you. You're the one that is going to have to solve your problems. No one else is going to offer you a solution. And if they do offer you a solution, guess what? There's going to be a backdoor fee. Quote unquote, the doll became my synthetic physical companion, Rod told Mamma Mia. Oh, synthetic companion. I coined that term too. Quote unquote, slowly my heart opened up and I was distracted from my grief of losing my ex-fiance that just wouldn't go away by itself. Once again, what works for one man does not work for the next man. Go to the gym, you know, work out, distract yourself. However, once again, that is good, solid advice. However, that is not advice that works for every man because every man has a different situation. Your situation is unique unto you. Therefore, you are going to have to be the one to solve said situation. Only 2 months after purchasing Karina, Rod made the big decision to introduce her to his mom in Victoria for Christmas. And gentlemen, this is another reason why I say this man has a set of platinum balls. Not only did he make said decision, he decided to go all in to his mother and say, yes, this is my new life. This is who I am. This is the path that I took. You can either give me a blessing or we can go our separate ways. That was probably a conversation that was had behind the scenes. Mom basically looked at her, Karina, as if she was poison, Rod told News. Of course, normies are going to normie. The 85-year-old was shocked, but after some encouragement, Rod's mom was picking out jewelry and clothes for Karina. You see, that right there is the part that most men are petrified of when it comes to taking the leap and going to the doll side. They're so afraid that the normies are going to judge them. Fellas, shame in this particular situation is something you should not worry about. People will either accept you or they won't. And if they're not willing to accept you, guess what? You can take a pair of scissors and cut those ties. Be your authentic self in certain situations. Quote unquote, in the end, she warmed up. It was like a long lost daughter. She really got into it. There you go. There you go. Give people the appropriate time to warm up to your life. And if they don't warm up, like I said, take scissors, cut ties. The tradie bought another love doll named Lauren for a discounted price of $2,000, who Robs describes as a quote-unquote daydreamer and Karina's sister. Once again, gentlemen, you can have any fantasy you desire. Because guess what? The dolls are not actual humans. Even though there are some people who try to put human-like characteristics on dolls only for nefarious reasons, i.e. the whole childlike conversation, which in my humble opinion is a non-versation. Rod also started a long-distance relationship with a woman named Jenny from Vietnam not long after purchasing his two dolls. Once again, let me reiterate, Mr. Spartan Challenge didn't read the article, because if he would have read the article, he would have been like, oh, wow. He actually ended up in another relationship, but he still has his two synthetic companions. While the couple are now happily engaged, the tradie claims there were quote-unquote tense moments when Jenny discovered Lauren and Karina. She accepted my hobby after some time and often would help me with some advice, he told Mama Mia. This man is a boss. Why? Because ultimately the same conversation ended up having to happen with his mother and with his fiance. He had the dolls before she came to the picture. Now that she's in the picture, she had to make a choice. Either I accept this or I get to step in. Obviously, she chose to accept. Rod said his dolls keep him company when he can't be with Jenny. He uses his spare time to bathe, dress, pamper, and photograph them. Since purchasing his dolls, Rod has taken an interest in photography and manages an Instagram account, @KarinaLovely, dedicated to Karina's modeling shots. I actually went over there, and yeah, the guy's doing good work. That is something that a lot of doll owners tend to pick up. Believe it or not, doll owners actually care more about their dolls and actually pamper them. And yeah, ironically, through those interactions, some doll owners become more, I'm not going to say, how can I put this? They become less, I'm not even going to say intimidated. They become more social with women. That's a hidden side effect. Why? Because, in my humble opinion, doll owners have the beautiful, perfect woman in their home. So they know that the modern woman walking around can't measure up. So therefore, that little bit of, you know, or shock and awe is gone. There's no mystery there. It's like, okay, yeah, she's somewhat put together, but my doll will always be more beautiful than she will be. So yeah, there's less social intimidation. I think that was what I was looking for. Yeah, there's less social intimidation in dealing with real women versus having exactly what you desire at home at all times. Not only has his social skills improved since ordering Karina, but Rod actually secured a contract with a Chinese manufacturer to photo promotional material for their adult dolls. While the tradie keeps the dolls after photographing them, he said Jenny is quote unquote really happy to support me. Despite Rod's normie friends and family thinking his dolls are quote unquote strange, the tradie claims his dolls have had a positive influence on his life. There you go. I stand 10 toes down on the notion that, yes, for some men, the doll option would be a great option for them to explore. Yes, come on over, explore the doll side. But yeah, all in all, yeah, the doll side is a very good option because your options for what you can create are damn near limitless. And the doll, you know, sector is definitely getting more and more advanced. Hell, there are some doll companies that offer, you know, a rudimentary breathing function. If you like that, there are some doll companies that are going even further than that by offering hymens. Yes, for those of you who want the ultimate virgin experience, there are some doll companies that actually offer you a replaceable hymen. Granted, your doll's already going to be a virgin when it's manufactured, but you can take it just that extra step further. Man, what will they think of next? Oh! There are some companies, two in particular, WM and Zelix, that offer what's called a pulsating vagina. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The doll industry is getting hella advanced. Yes, gentlemen, they actually offer a pulsating, stroking vagina inside the doll. Woo! Now, me personally, I'm going to stick to my own personal standard, which is I'm just cool with the doll. I want nothing else. Maybe an upgraded skeleton. Maybe the actual articulated fingers. That's as far as I need to go. Because anything beyond that, costs, you got to look at the long term. Costs, weight, all that good stuff. But they're actually offering lighter weight full-size dolls. So yeah. Whatever you can think of, you can find a retailer and a manufacturer that can actually build it. Yep. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Unlike Mr. Spartan Challenge, let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, gotta understand this and understand it well. The power will go out. Feminism and all the tricks you use to destroy men mentally will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, more and more men are starting to look at the doll option way more than you would think. Now, in regards to that comment thread left by Mr. Spartan Challenge, I looked at the comments, and ironically, even on the comments on the actual article, there were more guys saying, yeah, you know what? As long as the man is happy, he should be good. And then you have more men talking about the pros. Hell, you have more men saying that, yes, dolls nowadays look better than the modern woman. But there was one particular comment that ended in a question that I have to put to you guys. In regards to what's available out here in the real world, and what society is trying to program men to accept, i.e. fat acceptance, i.e. Old woman acceptance in the TV show called Back in the Groove and the other one, MILF Manor. Everything that society is trying to program young men to accept, no matter if they want it or not. Here's the real question. Which would you prefer in these modern days? A lifeless doll, a lifeless, beautiful doll, let me add that, or a soulless, ugly woman? Only you can answer that question, gents. Only you. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.